In a move to battle the black market and boost tax revenue of its own, Portugal has announced a lucky receipt lottery. The government is encouraging businesses and customers to use numbered receipts, which will be entered in a national lottery that will give away luxury cars and other prizes. Lauren Freyer reports from Lisbon.
On this cobblestone lane in downtown Lisbon, the economy is hobbling along, as it always has, in cash. A barman pours out tiny glasses of sweet cherry liqueur to old men in flat caps, 50 cents a glass. There is a cash register here, but it doesn't print receipts. Felipe, a customer, explains.
It's a local business. They just count the money that they have and the bottles that they sell. They will not give you a receipt. And you will not ask for a receipt.
Nearby, a shoe shiner and his customer look at me like I'm crazy when I ask about receipts.
Não faz faturas.
No. Aqui não passa fatura. Uma atividade que não se passa fatura.
No, they both say. I don't give receipts because then I'd have to register my business and pay income tax, says the shoe shiner, João. You need a license, and I don't have one, he says. His customer nods in approval, his foot dangling in the air. He'd have to pay sales tax, which in Portugal is 23%. They're just trying to get by, but these people are committing tax fraud. Small cash transactions like these add up to a quarter of Portugal's GDP, from which the government needs tax revenue if it has any hope of exiting its bailout program this June. So it's come up with a plan, a lucky receipts lottery, following similar programs in Puerto Rico, Brazil, and Slovakia. Portugal's is the brainchild of Paulo Nuncio, Secretary of State for Taxes.
All transactions, that's the beauty of it. If the consumer requests to issue the invoice with his or her tax number, then the invoice will be eligible for the tax lottery.
All receipts nationwide will be automatically entered into a weekly lottery. The prize is a new Audi A4.
One car every week. It's going to be in television, prime time between 8 and 10 in the evening.
The first drawing is this Thursday. Nuncio says requests for receipts are up 45% since this lottery was announced. He's hoping for up to $1 billion in sales tax revenue. Economist Pedro Pita Baroj says it might just work.
Every little bit helps, of course, and this actually may trigger people to create the habit of asking for these invoices. If we don't care too much about the motive by which they ask them, then doing it for gambling is not a civil duty that you have. It becomes a lottery ticket. And I wonder whether we should actually think about the tax system as providing rewards for people doing what they should be done in the first place.
On Thursday, Portuguese will tune in to hear who among them has done his civic duty and been rewarded with a new car. I ask a group of students on a Lisbon street if they're excited. Law student Miguel Horta.
I don't even have a driver's license, and I don't really have time nor money to do it.
So if you won the car, I think it's an Audi.
Yeah, I'd sell it. I'd definitely sell it.
Otherwise, he says he wouldn't be able to afford to fill up the tank. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Lisbon.